Surgical robots. Two words that have translated to big returns for investors in this company, Intuitive Surgical. It's a maker of high-tech robotics for the medical industry. The company reported stronger than expected quarterly earnings this past week and saw its stock hit an all-time high. Intuitive Surgical is a company that's been on my radar, and I should add that I am an investor as well. Alex Sukich is the Vice President of Business Development for the company, and he joins us from company headquarters in Sunnyvale, California. Alex Sukich, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
Alex, for the benefit of those who've never heard of Intuitive Surgical, and I'm going to guess that's most people because you are a small company at present, give us an overview of what Intuitive Surgical does. And by the way, please use the phrase surgical robots at least once.
I certainly will. Intuitive Surgical is a manufacturer of the Da Vinci surgical platform, which is the surgical robotic system used to perform minimally invasive surgical procedures. And so I would define that, or at least I would characterize that by taking traditional surgery, which is done through large incisions, and now being able to perform those through small punctures in the areas of urologic surgery, cardiac surgery, general surgery, and gynecology.
And that's the minimally invasive part, and that's certainly a macro trend in medicine today. Rather than really cut into me, your patient, and make me have to take weeks to recover, medical technology is increasingly able to make small incisions. I guess my natural follow-up, Alex, is what does the robot do? Where is the advantage in robotics here?
If you think of the Da Vinci system as a tool which the surgeon controls, in other words, it isn't a simple push of a button and the robot performs the surgery. It is a tool that the surgeon actually controls that improves and actually enhances the visualization. It provides three-dimensional view inside of the patient as opposed to two-dimensional view, which traditional minimally invasive surgery provides. It has 7 degrees of motion and freedom. And so, in other words, it takes your hands, wrists, and elbows and reduces them to an 8-millimeter form factor. And it has tremor filtration and motion scaling and other technical advantages. So the surgeon controls his or her natural movements, which are translated through the robotic system, which is the Da Vinci, to the patient.
And what is the most common form of surgery today where the Da Vinci robot is used?
Today it is the removal of a cancerous prostate or a radical prostatectomy. Traditionally, that procedure was done through a large incision, and the patient was in the hospital for 2 to 3 days. There were also several reported complications or side effects with that procedure, and those could be things like incontinence or impotence, and others. And so the Da Vinci prostatectomy is leading the way in that disease management, so that the patients are actually leaving the hospital in, it's reported, 24 hours or in some cases less, with what is being reported as improved surgical outcomes.
Mm. Popular culture has given us a glimpse of what could be possible in the future of robotics. I think of Rosie, the Jetsons made, for example. So I want to ask you, Alex Sukich, in closing, VP of Business Development for robot maker Intuitive Surgical, is there anything that robots can't do?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes. But I think, you know, what is more important is to focus on what they can do, and specifically in the form of minimally invasive surgery. And we believe that we will continue to evolve this for some time in the future, that this is really the first true confluence of surgery, robots, and computerizations all meeting together in the operating room, and we believe that it's just the start of that trail.
Mm. And an increasing choice among hospital buyers. Alex Sukich is the Vice President of Business Development for Intuitive Surgical, a stock that I have recommended in the past and, in fact, own some shares of. Alex, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
It was my pleasure, David.
We love to sing and dance and play all day.
She's a little robot. She's a little robot.